FM 90.3 WJTL, that's North Point Worship. Oh, what a miracle. Seth Condrey as well. Neon Feather before that, Altar Here on Earth, and Josh Wilson, Carry Me. Good morning to you and happy Tuesday. 7:03, Olivia and Fred with you.
Have you seen the July edition of WJTL's job link? New positions were just posted on our site. You can just click on the job link banner at WJTL.com to view current openings from businesses and organizations in our community.
This morning, our very special guest, the executive director of House of His Creation, our friend Matthew Neff, is here. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Fred.
So great to have you here.
It is great to be back in Lancaster
County. Yeah, welcome back to Lancaster. So great to have you. Anybody want to give a shout out to this morning?
Well, definitely the Neff Co., my family down in Pensacola, Florida, because they were getting up early this morning to listen.
Yeah, and how long has it been since you moved to Florida? About a year?
About a year, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
And it went in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure. Now, where you're at, Pensacola, is actually an hour behind us. Is that true?
It is.
I never realized there was a place in Florida that was an hour behind.
Well, and it's funny because we'll get people from here that are like in Orlando, and I'll get a call like, hey, we should connect. Like, you are 6.5 hours away from me.
Wow.
And so, yeah, that's... I had no idea the width
of Florida.
The width
and length of Florida, yeah. That is amazing. So tell us about House of His Creation and give us a little bit of history of it.
Okay. House of His Creation just turned 50 on June 7th,
amazing.
According to the IRS documents.
Yeah, wow.
And we have a home in Lititz that's a maternity program. We actually were fortunate enough to purchase an old bed and breakfast and kind of run it semi-independent living so that the women can learn self-management skills and how to, you know, upkeep of your room, things like that. But it's wonderful because it's in Lititz. You have sidewalks. You have all the cute little shops, the friendly people that inhabit that town, and people love to just walk around. And, you know, it gives a very safe and beautiful place for them to have their child and learn parenting techniques and develop a parenting strategy.
And even though you guys moved, that goes on.
That goes on. God blessed us. We have Michelle, our case manager, Chris, our office manager, and then Joe and Trish, the house parents. I couldn't have created a better team if I got to do it from scratch in my mind.
Yeah.
God really gave us a great group there.
That's great. And tell us why you moved to Florida and what's happening there.
So we moved to Florida, as everyone knows, especially right now with Sound of Freedom out there. We have a very serious situation with children being trafficked. And it was on our hearts probably 6 years ago to start looking, and we wanted to open a home. And I knew I wanted to kind of spread out a little bit because, you know, Lancaster County, you can't bump into anyone without it being another organization. So we wanted to try and spread it out a little bit. And God in his humor is like, hey, what about Pensacola, Florida? Pensa what? I don't even know where that is.
Right.
But the state of Florida actually invited us to come down and open a home down there. So we are very close to opening our safe home in Pensacola, Florida, for teenage girls rescued from commercial sexual exploitation, or as I always say, trafficking. My wife tries to keep me up on the new terms, but
yeah,
that's where we're at.
So you're really close to doing that. How can our listeners help in praying or help to make that a reality?
Honestly, praying is always the big thing I try and tell people. Yes, finances are a fantastic gift, and we all love that.
Sure.
But if you're talking to God, he'll tell you what we need, what you can do. But holding us up in prayer, because it's a very difficult situation for these young ladies, and we're trying to come around and be a family. And oftentimes, a lot of the wounds started with family.
Right.
So just to pray for them, to pray for us, just that, you know, I'm a big guy, but I'm jovial, so... Hopefully
yes,
that's
you are.
Not scary at all.
Yes, you are. Describe Matt Neff. He's a big guy, but he's jovial.
There you go.
I know you guys have a banquet coming up, and we'll talk more about it, but give us the quick details about it.
Quick details, September 28th, Brick Gables in Lititz. It's our 50th year.
Amazing.
So we are really looking at going big. We have plans. I always tell people, like, there's a question out there, like, what would you do if you got $1 million? I have plans for $1 billion. And I would love for God to test me on that.
Go big or go to Brick Gables.
There you go.
So we'll talk more about that. But I'm sure they could find out more about what's happening with your ministry, more about how they could pray, more about the banquet at your website.
Correct. www.hohc.org. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter.
Very cool. Check it out. Coming up, we'll talk more with Matt. And we've got more music. Kobe James, Andrew Rip, and more on the way.